and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay, the price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And it has rolled around one more time. Can you believe it?
An opportunity here to be on this end of things, you know, listen on the other end and appreciate it so much. We know it's the Spirit of God leading and our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's who it all comes from. And you know, if I could just start off and say something, I think I mentioned to you the other day, it was a miracle just being here, you know, for a couple of reasons. I look at it and I didn't think we'd be able to get out circumstances at home, and right till the last second. And you know, I think, wow, you know, God is, he's in control, as we knew, and I knew that through it. And then secondly, on the way down here through Nebraska, I'll tell you, that highway was icy. And we had a guy go out of control in front of us and ends up in the ditch. And when I first saw him going out of control, I thought, uh-oh, because I could hit him and who knows what's going to happen. And I believe an angel pushed him into the ditch and he didn't roll. He drove like a snowmobile. And he didn't get off onto the road again, but, you know, he was okay. And then we saw FedEx trucks on their sides and UPS trucks on their sides. Not that I'm giving advertising for the FedEx and UPS, but no.
Oh, they're out there, though.
Yeah, they're laying on their side, a half-ton truck with a trailer on, cars on their sides. And, you know, we just went slow and safe. My daughter said, well, you know, should we even be on the highway? I knew it was safe as long as we drove slow and, you know, we had to do that for about an hour. But, you know, after the shakes went, after seeing that guy go out of control, and then I started thinking, yeah, you know, we didn't think we could get down here, and we knew we needed it, and he knew it, and it was a miracle to get here, but in general, but also a miracle, the trip down.
The trip down.
And, you know, how many times we know there's angels around, and God's got them there for us. And you look and you think, how many times we don't even know that God's had his ministering spirits, angels, intervening for us. And I just, you know, you go through things and sometimes your focus comes a little clearer on those end of things. So on that highway experience, it just made me think, yeah, boy, we got to be so thankful to God.
We do. We do. And that blesses God and empowers him. You know, our Wednesday night prayer meeting that we had, again, it's nothing that we've done. It's nothing of us. It's everything of who he is and what he's done. But we did have several times on Wednesday night prayer meeting. People had called in, and you know, we just had prayers for Traveling Mercies. Mm-hmm. You know, I know when John and Jody left, when they left and were traveling out, they had snow for quite a way heading east. And I know when Jason drove out, boy, he had to be driving right in the mouth of that cat with the storm mm-hmm. that was coming in. But praise the Lord. He is faithful to us. And he sure wants us to be faithful to him. And why don't we better open up with a word of prayer. And we'll open the phone lines up this morning after our prayer. And we've got a couple things to talk about. The number, 307-745-5913. If you want to call in and give us a good morning or share something with us on this Christmas Eve. But we're going to start out with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that is the name above all names, the only name that there is salvation in. Lord, we know that that is your name, the name you gave your Son, because that's what he said in the Word. And so we thank you for that, Lord. And it is in that name and in that jurisdiction that we come this morning, having been washed in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, that enables us to move from the dominion of darkness into the dominion of light, that takes us from the kingdom of man to the kingdom of God. Lord, that allows us to be born again. Lord, born again of the water and the Spirit, just the way your word says it. And so we thank you. And it is in that name that we come this morning. And we say thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the help that you've given us. Lord, for the safety and travel, as Brent mentioned earlier. Lord, it's not just him and our little remnant here, Lord, but it's your remnant all over. Heard on the radio, 95 million people will be traveling this holiday season. Well, Lord, I pray that that remnant of the remnant that are in there, that you would keep them safe, that you would continue to put your travel mercies out just as you have before, that you would let them get to where they're going and, Lord, have safe trips and fun times there with family and, Lord, bring them home safe. Father, we thank you for this morning, for this broadcast you give us, allowing us to come out here 5 below 0 this morning here at the Radio Ranch. We just say thank you for this good weather in its season. Lord, it's time for 5 below. It's time for snow on the ground and cold weather. And we thank you for it. We thank you for the order that you have in place, that we know that this winter comes after fall, and that comes after summer, and that's after spring, and then it starts all over again. And we just give you praise and glory for it. Lord, we thank you for the remnant out there. Have ears to hear and eyes to see. Lord, we pray that you would guide and direct us. Give us the words to say this morning. Lord, let this coffee with the Wranglers on Saturday morning just be an encouragement to them. Lord, let the listeners out there know that there's other godly men that feel the way they do, that believe the Bible the way that they do. Lord, let this broadcast go out. Let it be a blessing to your people, and in turn be a blessing to you. And we give you all the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And we will open the phone lines up this morning. It is a brisk morning. Ooh, we still got a little hazy clouds out there. No sun yet this morning. But the number, if you want to call in to this live broadcast this Saturday morning, December 24th, 307-745-5913. And we'll see if we can get you on and say good morning to you. I've kind of seen a news blurb the last few, at least the last week or two, and we don't watch TV, but get some little emails and blurbs here. And Fox News had one, and I went ahead and printed it out this morning. And it basically says, "Sniper detectors coming to America's heartland." And the story goes on, and again, it's Fox News. We don't take credit for it, and we give them the credit for it. But it says, "Gunshots ring out in the dead of night, and not a single person reports it. Yet, police know exactly where the shots came from, even before they arrive on the scene." Might sound like a scene from a movie, but it's real. A new technology called ShotSpotter enables law enforcement officials to precisely and instantaneously locate shooters, and has been quietly rolling out across America. From Long Island, New York to San Francisco, more than 60 cities in the U.S. have been using that to make their streets safer. Isn't that nice? Oh. And it goes on and says that basically it uses wide-area acoustic surveillance and GPS technology to triangulate the source of gunshots. How about that? And it works within 10 to 15 feet. And yeah,
there's gun control.
Of course, it's not cheap. $60,000 per square mile, and it says Omaha, Nebraska police began testing last week, solving the problem of money with a grant from the Justice Department. Boy, I'm glad that they're just putting that money out there. So, how about that?
They say there's gun control without registering anything, without having your ammunition registered. It's any shot anywhere if they want.
Yep. So, how about that?
Interesting.
How about that?
The crazy thing I saw today, people fighting over Air Jordan shoes.
You know, I saw that headline too.
Fighting over Air Jordan shoes, and it got bad. I mean, police came in, and I mean, what have we?
Well, you know, we talked about that on the Saturday after, was it Black Friday? I guess right after the day after Thanksgiving, that everybody saw headlines there and video of the man down in I think it was a Phoenix Walmart, the grandfather who was, you know, his grandson's starting to get trampled, and so he's picking up a. He found the video game he wanted to get, but his grandson's getting trampled. Decisions. What should I do, right? So instead of putting the video game back, I mean, he's had to fight for this. He puts it, like, in his waistband to get it, pick up his grandson. As soon as he does that, the police are in the store. They body slam him, bust his nose, knock teeth, blood all over the place. He had a cart. A shopping cart of $600 worth of stuff. I mean, this is not some, you know, thug. But anyway, you know, and what we talked about on that broadcast there right after Saturday after this past Thanksgiving, and is that, you know, the world is that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you belong to the world, and when you are neck deep in the world, when you are of the world, the Bible tells us that we have to live in the world, but we're not to be of the world. When you are of the world, that's just what you get.
Yep.
You know, they fight over the material things, you know, fighting now over Air Jordans, where you have to have police there. And see, in a godless police state, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is. And, you know, when you got people talking to you about the spirit of Christmas out there, people, you know, you've heard the pastor preach that more than likely in the grand scheme of things, Christmas time right now, you know, it's just a pagan holiday is all it is. It, you know, and people say, remember the reason for the season and all that. And well, you know, it's good that people do remember Jesus,
mm-hmm.
By far and large. Because he says, if you don't remember me, I won't remember you. It's kind of a paraphrase, parish paraphrase there. But that's really how it is. And, you know, we don't celebrate Christmas. We try to celebrate Jesus Christ every day of the year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you get people that want to argue with you, just point them to the fighting over the Air Jordans.
Yeah.
And that's the real spirit of the season.
Yeah.
It's an ungodly pagan holiday that the bankers of the world want you to go out and spend money you don't have, borrow more money, to just stay in that consumer lifestyle. And of course, teach your children, bring your children up in that. That, you know, if they don't get what they want, they can pout and poof, and you know, geez, they might even turn you into child services if you don't buy them those Air Jordans.
Yeah.
You don't go in there and fight for those Air Jordans. Yeah. But anyway,
well,
that's just how it is.
And the thing is, people think sometimes if you don't celebrate Christmas in the manner the world's saying, that you don't believe in Jesus Christ. And you know that that's the pressure and the stereotyping that goes out there. And you know, some people that do it, it's been cultural and they have a faith, and you know what, that's fine.
Sure.
That's good. You don't have to say that anybody that does it is evil, obviously.
Right.
Not.
No, not
but,
at all.
But the thing is, you know, we've for years have not put up a tree and stuff, and you know, and sometimes if children will say, or a wife will say, what if somebody says, you know, we're in a homeschooling group, and wouldn't if they say, well, if you got your tree up, have you done your shopping? Well, just we don't put up a tree. It's a pretty simple answer.
Right.
But we're intimidated sometimes.
We are at times to
you know, be part of it. But like you say, this Air Jordan, you want to start looking at it. Look at the faces of the people shopping, the stress. and the money being spent. That's yeah. being
the money
next
that the
year.
People don't have. The money yeah. that the people are borrowing. That you know, they're just assuming that, you know, well, we'll put it on a credit card and pay it off over this next year because we just got a good job and this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make those assumptions, and
well,
and it usually. Just it teaches the children too that well they've got to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and to continue on, and it's just the opposite of the world. The Bible teaches to be content. Okay? The Bible teaches to be content. You know, all through the Bible, there were times that you had wealthy people, and you had middle-class people, and you had poor people. And, you know, Jesus even said, you'll always have your poor. You know, come deal with me while I'm here, but you'll always have your poor. And you always will. Hey, the phone's ringing this morning. Let's see if we can go to that. Get the buttons pushed here, and good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard. This is Cal back in North Carolina.
Good morning, Cal. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well, and I just appreciate you going out to the ranch and cranking up the machines so we can hear your wonderful voice.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I was telling Brent, they're down from Canada visiting, and I fell asleep last night and didn't set my alarm, and woke up about 5:30 this morning just in a panic. You know, it's Saturday morning and my eyes are big and I jolt up in bed and then it's only 5:30, so it was like, whew.
You're lucky.
So,
yeah,
yes.
I was
yes.
Just finishing my early morning devotions and I had gotten up about 2 local time here because I couldn't sleep. I said, okay, Lord. So I went and read Colossians again. I said, oh, that's my life verse now. Colossians 1:13 has delivered us. His mercy has delivered us from the dominion of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Oh, boy.
Amen.
What a life verse.
Amen.
I just wanted to thank you, fellas, and the Acres of Diamonds men for keeping up the good work, for standing in a gap. It is just a can't praise enough and thank the Lord enough for you fellas taking up the slack and carrying the torch, or the staff in this case, for our great Pastor Peters,
well,
and proclaiming the truth to all the world.
Thank you, Cal.
And boy, I'll tell you, it's
that's really what we're wanting to do, you know, and you know, you mentioned that all the world. I think I've mentioned it on the radio a time or two, but just this past week, I got a call from a man in Nigeria, and he was a native Nigerian, listening to us on shortwave. And
what a testimony,
very,
huh?
Very halting English, you know, and that was a black man in Nigeria, and I'm not ashamed to say that you know, but he was hearing the words of Christ. He was hearing the gospel that we put out on the shortwave, and he said that he goes and shares that with his village, and he gets our newsletter, and he does what he's supposed to do. He goes and shares that with the people of his village. I think Thursday, got a call from, Wednesday, from some white South Africaners, Boers, that are on the ministry down in South Cape Town, South Africa, and you know, had a chance to sit and talk with them a little bit, and have gotten 2 emails, one from Australia this week, and another one from South Africa, and we got somebody from Canada sitting here in the studio this morning, Cal. So you know, it truly is a worldwide ministry.
And it just proves the word of God that in Abraham, all of the nations of the world will be blessed.
Yep.
If it just would take God at his word, his words are perfect.
Amen.
Flawless.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you, my heart, in fact, I was just finishing up my devotions by sitting down on my keyboard and trying to play Until Then. What a wonderful little song. Until Then, my heart will go on singing.
Amen. Amen.
Well,
Cal, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yep. Say hello to the fellas for me, and God bless you, fellas. And my prayers are with you always, daily. And forget that. Not all of his benefits.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks,
thank you,
Richard.
Cal. Have a great weekend, brother.
You too.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye-bye.
You know, that's such a blessing with the story you mentioned, the Nigerian man. And, you know, makes you think of the Ethiopian eunuch.
Mm-hmm.
Back with Philip and that. But South Africa, Nigeria, and if you know, that's the Spirit of God. Now you look at the big box churches, getting bigger and bigger and bringing in people from other churches, fill them up and bring in all the crazy music and
yep.
the Just Believe. And look at those fruits there that you just spoke of,
yep.
South Africa and Nigeria. I mean, hallelujah. Like, that's the Spirit of God, and that's
is.
What it's all about.
It
and
is.
that's how he works. Those two stories you just told, compared to the big box situation, which unfortunately there's no gospel coming out of it.
Right. Well, you and I talked earlier this week. They preach that other Jesus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's another Jesus out there. You reminded me of that this week, that there is, you know. And you know, the one that they preach is this long-haired hippie freak, peace,
yeah.
brother, love,
yeah.
love. I am love, you know.
And my Father's law, don't worry about
right,
that.
Right, right. Oh, no, I came to fulfill the law. Don't you know that, brother? Well, you know, when, you know, a couple thousand years ago when he came, they were looking for a warrior king
mm-hmm.
to come deliver them. They had read it in the Word, just like, you know, Daniel read the prophecy. You know, of the 70 years, and he said, wait, it's been 70 years. That's now, you know. And so, you know, a couple thousand years ago when Christ's coming was imminent, when he did come, they were looking for a warrior king to come and deliver them from the dominion of darkness, from the oppressors, from the hands of those that hated them.
Yeah.
And they got it, but they got it in the form of a loving Savior.
Yeah.
He came as a child, as Isaiah had said, and you know, he did the things that were prophesied in the Old Testament. And you know, the Word says that he said, "My sheep hear my voice."
Yeah.
And they again were just expecting a warrior king. They got a loving Savior. Well, he's coming back.
Yeah.
And when he comes back this time, he's not coming back as a babe in a manger from a virgin mother to, you know, as the loving Savior that he came the first time.
Yeah.
This time, he's coming back as a warrior king
yeah.
with vengeance and with a flaming sword
yeah.
and with the robe dipped in the blood. And it's going to be different this time. It's just like when Isaiah talked about, and most of the Old Testament prophesied of Christ, his initial coming. It happened. And he's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to read about his return, turn over to that last book, Revelations, and read about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes, and he says, "Vengeance is mine," and every knee shall bow. And, you know, there will be other scriptures that will be fulfilled, like, you know, although my people be as the stars of the sky, we were looking at those last night.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of them up there. And the sand of the sea, a lot of sand on the seashore. It's only a remnant that will be saved. And you want to be part of that remnant.
That other Jesus
really
preaching
do.
Is... It's not any. It's totally the opposite of what our, you know, the true Jesus Christ is going to set things straight.
It
but
is.
They're not given that message of repentance.
No.
And of course, baptism. So we've got a, you know, the deception out there. And you know, you and I were talking about this yesterday too. You know, the onus is on all of us. You know, and everybody listening, and men of God, and you know. We have to be there. We have to realize that no matter how we feel, you know, it says, "He overcomes and endures until the end will be saved." Well, you know, we're not saved by works. We know that. We're always having to defend ourselves from this Judeo-Christian attack and slander on the gospel. Isn't it right there? I have to say, well, we're not saved by works. Well, we know that, right? But it does say, "He overcomes and endures until the end." Well, to keep that spirit stirred and not quenched, we have to endure. Even if we
Absolutely.
Don't feel like it.
That's
you don't
right.
feel like saying it. You know, you just don't feel it. But the Spirit in us says, no, we have to carry on. And that's for all of us out there. You know, fathers, you know, wherever you are. You know, and that's where the overcoming and enduring is. This world wants to wear us down. They've, you know, attacking. They got the other Jesus, you know, sort of the Catholic Jesus. Sometimes I refer to him to whatever, the pot-smoking one. And, you know, if you want to get me going, boy, I'll tell you, You know, I've got people that got into that Y name, and I will not say that name anymore. You know, it means may his name be blotted out. And you know what the biggest trick in the world they've done? They've got, I know people, they're sick of the other Jesus. So Satan said, good, we'll give you this Y name now. You know, you're right. You don't want that Judeo, you know, a lot of Judeo-Christianity. So we'll give you the big Y name. And then get people running around, changing his name, but not just changing it. Every time they say it, they are publicly saying, may his name be blotted out. I mean, that's a curse they're doing against the Savior that they claim.
When our people will realize that our enemy's weapons are words.
Yeah.
Our enemy's weapons are words. And they use their weapons very well against us.
Yeah.
You know, they do.
Yeah.
They do. You know, one thing that you will notice with the people that use this unholy name is they're full of pride.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you that. So if you use that name out there, I'm just going to tell you, brother,
definitely,
in Christian love, you're full of pride.
Yeah.
You're full of pride. You do not have the humility that our Lord and Savior had.
Yeah.
Okay? You do not have the humility that the apostles that he taught had. You do not have the fruits of the Spirit because it's not the Spirit of Christ. You read the fruits of the Spirit and you do not see that. The lack of humility, the lack of pride, and the utter disregard for authority.
Yeah.
For authority, the authority of the Word. And you'll see that as a common denominator. I sure have, you know, over the years. And, you know, yeah, there's no, you know, Peter taught what the Bible says, that apart from Christ, we are nothing. Apart from Jesus Christ, we are nothing. And people that use that name, yeah, they don't think that way.
No.
They just, they've got it figured out.
They have the right name.
They have the name.
Yeah.
The name, you know, that the Jews won't even say. Well, that's because they don't believe. They believe in that name,
yeah,
but they don't believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, as the Son of God. And you're right. That is what that name, what it means. And so they're more than happy. You ever notice that? The enemies of Christ, they don't have a problem with that name.
No.
You know, not at all.
But look, from the beginning, when Jesus was in the tomb, what did they do? They came with money and said, you tell them that his disciples came and took him out. They started right there. They
absolutely
blot him out. He blotted out. Take his name out, you know.
Right? They've tried, and they haven't been able to do it.
They're not going to do it.
They're
not going to do it.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you all.
Good morning.
This is Tom in Montana, and I just wanted to call in and say how thankful I am that you came in to work today and our live show, and we just enjoy the radio program so much, and just wanted to thank you, and your scriptures are in our prayers up here.
Well, Tom, we sure appreciate it.
Yep.
We do. We do. And it's an encouragement to us to know that, you know, the remnant's still out there, the remnant's still listening. And, you know, we, boy, how many times have we talked about that we, you know, in no way, shape, form, or fashion wanted to be in the position that we're in, you know? Really didn't.
Yeah.
Not at all. You know, now, and you know, John and Jason and Kyle and myself have talked about that, and I was talking with Brent about it yesterday, that, you know, none of us would have envisioned this a year ago. None of us in our wildest dreams would have wanted it, requested it, you know. But, you know, I remember talking with Chris about that sings for us sometimes, and he said, you know, no, we didn't, but it's like that's life. Here you are. And so you have to deal with that it is. And so, Tom, it is an encouragement.
You're overcoming, and you're doing a great job, and keep up the good work, all of you.
Well, thanks, Tom.
All right.
Appreciate
you guys have a good holiday.
Thank you. You too, sir.
All right. Take care.
And the key is there, too, you know. You know, and the Peter's, when he walked on the water, and a couple another occasion, they're all out in that boat, and they see Jesus. And if they were looking down around them, they would have sunk. And it's the same thing here with, you know, you guys, the four of you. You didn't want to be in the situation. Of course not. But if you sat dwelling on it and looked around and said, well, well, can we do this? No. You're looking to Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
With with the example, Pastor Peter. I look over there, picture on the wall there, and as I walked in here, I always think, boy, I better be careful in here. And I'm, you know, just because of that, you knew his love for this.
Yes.
And nobody was worshiping him. We respected that example. You and I talked about yesterday different examples that for me in my life. Unfortunately, my father was an alcoholic and a whole host of things. So he wasn't a father as far as any example. So God provided others, and one died back in 2004, and you need them. And I found Pastor Peter's, the truth, of course, that he got me back on. I knew Israel truth, but I unfortunately was part of the British Israel part. They were, said that the Jews were God's chosen people, the one tribe of Judah and what have you. But otherwise, I knew the Israel part, but what we were involved in at that time, the church, we ended up getting, we got kicked out, actually. It's a long story, but because of Jesus Christ now, I better tell you that part. Because we stood for Jesus Christ and they were legalism and what have you. But in the end, we got to look at it and say, we need examples. And he, for us, is bringing truth, but also that strong, when you hear the gospel preached with authority, there's something about that, I find.
Absolutely.
Anyway. When you're sitting and you hear, but you all, the strength and power and that repentance message, mm-hmm. you need to hear that. As far as I'm concerned, I don't want this long-haired, Jesus that they're promoting. You want to hear that strong word along with that grace together.
Right.
And the humility. And we need those examples. So, you guys got the foundation, that example. You know what this was built on. But you move on with Jesus Christ, looking to him. And that's it. You know, I see in you guys. And I appreciate, just like these people are calling in. And just keep doing it.
Well, great. Well, thanks. You know, we've got our last newsletter of the year out, and it should be, if you haven't got it, it should be in the mail. You should get it this next week. I believe some people have gotten it, and we tried to do just that, to put the truth out, the good news gospel out, and it's not just the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but it's from the beginning to the end of Revelation. We mentioned in that newsletter that, there's... The things that are out there in the world are sure enough to get you down. From Occupy Wall Street to, Fukushima still pumping out radiation, and, we're fixing to have maybe 70,000, 80,000 troops home. That's what they say. But there's just tons going on out there. And, what are we to be doing as Christians? How are we to be? And you've heard us try to encourage you to read the Word, and that's what we say in our note from the staff in this last newsletter, is let the Word, not the world, but let the Word occupy you. Don't worry about Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Oakland or any of that. Let the Word occupy you. And the way you do that is you read the Word. If you go to Psalms 1:1-2 tells us how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. And if it comes from the world, it's wicked.
Yeah.
As simple as that. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. And so, read that. Very beginning of Psalms 1:1-2. And, you have to read the Word if you're a Christian.
Yeah.
You just have to. If you don't read it enough, like me, I don't read it enough.
Me too.
I try to read it more. But we have to. And so we encourage you to, to be found there, found in the Bible, in the Word of God, as these dark days are around us. 1 Corinthians 10:13-14 tells us that no temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man.
Yeah.
And, that... You should be able to take a comfort in that, things that are happening to you, whether it's sexual temptation or temptation to steal, temptation to just go to the way of the world instead of the way of God, there's nothing new under the sun. if you know, if you're feeling those temptations, understand that, that others out there are as well. Let's go over the phone lines and we'll come back to this. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Roy from North Dakota.
Hi, Roy. North Dakota, how
are
you?
Close to home.
Yeah.
For me?
I'm doing all right. What I was going to say is, bring up this morning, is we got to watch what we, songs that we sing. Like that Noel, to me, it's saying that Jesus is not God.
Good point. I know the pastor's preached on that before. To, you know, we are to watch our words and not just, you know, blindly... you know, blindly be repeating what we've heard.
Yeah, like Noel, E-L is God, and you're saying Jesus is not God.
Yeah, double-mindedness.
Which is consistent with that Y word, saying his name's bottled out. You see,
right.
They throw it in wherever they can, and they know it. And just like the yada, I don't even like to say that one, the yada, you know, stupid thing that came from Seinfeld. They throw these out. And then they have Christians. There's a yada yada Bible study course I saw being advertised. So they get us using terms in people because it's coming from quote unquote, you know, God's chosen people. So you take it in faith. The only thing we're supposed to take in faith is Jesus Christ and that resurrection.
Right.
People are taking words and these things and well, I don't even have to check it out because it came from you know from them and they know and it's the right word. Well, they take their words and throw it in and have us repeating them, cursing our Savior. It's insane.
Yeah.
Good point, Roy.
That's all I have. God bless you guys there.
Thank you, sir. You too. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an excellent sermon that the pastor did on that yada, and it's you know, basically, that's a four-letter word in whatever it is. I don't remember exactly Yiddish or Hebrew or what, you know, that. But,
yeah.
But it is, and they laugh all the way to the bank. You know, they our enemies understand that all they have to do is make us sin, and they don't have to fight us because they can't fight us.
Yeah.
But they know they believe our word better than we do, and all they have to do is get us to sin. And God will take care of it. And so, yeah, we are to watch our words. Be careful the songs that you sing. The little song, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. We are all children of God. And we need to all have the humility to understand that.
Yeah.
That we don't have it all figured out.
No.
You know, that you know, we live in a fallen world, and sin is all around us. You know, it is all around us, and you know we are to guard ourselves, and you know one way to do that. Again, you've heard this ministry put it out is daily, and we really talk to the men here, the women and children absolutely, but you know we try to talk to the men, at least I do in this to encourage them because that's where it really has to start, you know. Women, if you don't have a godly man, pray for him. Pray for him. You can't change his heart, but God can.
Yeah.
You know, if you have children that have turned or aren't in aren't Christians, aren't following Jesus Christ, pray for them. Because God hears your prayers, much more than you know, much more than nagging or trying you know face to face with him at times. But husbands, fathers, men. It's got to start with you. It starts with us. It is our responsibility to be in submission to Jesus Christ if we're Christians.
Yeah.
And if His Word says this, that's what we have to do. You know, that's because His will be done, not mine.
Yeah.
And that's really where it starts. You know, we've really been pushing for you to read the Word. Today is December 24th. Have you read the Proverbs 24 today? You know, it's a pretty big one, 34 verses. But if you haven't, you know, these are words of wisdom. You know, okay, now I'm a Christian. Now what? Okay, I believe in Jesus. I heard your broadcast and I got baptized. Now what?
So when the work starts.
That's right. Now read the Word.
Yeah.
Read the Word. And not only read it, but apply it and pray about it. And, you know, that is how you draw near to God. And His Word says if you'll draw near to Him, He'll come near and draw near to you.
And be patient, like Peter talks.
Absolutely.
About patience. It's not going to happen overnight. Like you say, for men, yeah, this world is socially engineering Jezebel spirits.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. So you're not going to change overnight, and you're going to have some battles. But, you know, Satan's world, Baal's system will say, well, we're so impatient. I guess
right.
Maybe when we
now.
Are anyway.
I want
so
it now.
Not going to happen overnight.
Instant
Whoa,
messaging
yeah.
we have to have now. How do we ever get by without texting? I mean, I need to be able to talk to you now.
Right
and
now.
I want an answer now.
Yeah.
And if I order it, I want it next day air, UPS, overnight, early delivery,
yeah.
boom.
Yeah.
That's how we are.
Yeah.
What does Proverbs say? Proverbs 24. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their minds devise violence, and their lips talk of trouble. And so understand that. You know, and if so many of us have not been brought up in the Word. And this may be new, but this is what the Word says. Don't be envious of evil men.
Yeah.
You know, don't. We talked about it earlier. Be content. Be content. It goes on, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. You know, you don't build a house overnight.
No.
You know, I know John down there, they built a house. They took 8 years to build a house.
Yeah.
He paid for it as he went, as yeah. he built it. And it's the same way here. By wisdom a house is built. Just like you said, Brent, it doesn't come overnight.
No.
But the more you read of the Word, the more that you see, will this happen? You know, you can read about King David and how he sinned and lusted after mm-hmm. a woman he shouldn't have. And it drove him to murder.
Yeah.
And he was punished for that. And the people were punished for that. And so, you know, when you read those type of things, apply it to your life and say, well, you know, and don't lust after other women.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a perfect example. Everybody's heard of King David.
Yeah.
Don't lust after other women. You know, don't commit adultery. And that is what the Word is there for. You know, all Scripture is there for our learning and for us to apply it. Proverbs 24 goes on in verse 5 says, a wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power. For by wise guidance you will wage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. You know, that's one thing that I think does apply here as well, is, you know, we have the four of us here as well as an abundance of counselors and the Acres of Diamonds men and good Christian men and Christian families out there that have proven themselves, that by their fruits we know them, and have an abundance of counselors there. Wisdom is too exalted for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. One who plans to do evil, men will call a schemer. The devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men. If you are slack in the day of distress, your strength is limited. Boy, that's your song we can apply.
Yeah.
That we are not to be slack in the day of distress. That we are to trust in the Lord. You know, I was talking with my 7-year-old this morning, my 9-year-old right before we came over. And you know, God works all things for good for those that love Him.
Definitely.
And so guess what? The day of distress, you'll face it. It comes. And you know, but God won't put more on you than you can handle.
Yeah.
And He's always there with you if you'll trust in Him. The distress comes. Boy, we've heard the pastor preach it. The storms come.
Yeah.
And you just have to have your house built on that rock. You have to have that foundation, that rock that is Jesus Christ, to be able to weather the storm, to be able to weather the distress. And it says the same thing here. If you're slack in that day, your strength is limited. Well, if this is true, and it is, then just the opposite is true. If you are not slack in the day of distress, your strength is not limited.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what that means. And so when the distress comes on you, you know, Lord, I know you'll strengthen me to get me through this. Lord, I know that this is of you. You know, Lord, if I've sinned, show it to me and let me repent, and I repent of it. But Lord, I'm going to trust in you and onward into the battle.
And you know what? That's so true. And the thing is, the adversary will come in and say, well, you've sinned. Yeah, you're falling. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. And, you know, yeah, there's times that storm's on, and it's hard. But if you keep what you're just saying, Richard, in mind, no matter how you feel, that's when that hope, that great hope that endureth is, you look to that no matter what that situation is, and that's the beauty of the gospel. That's the beauty of being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. That's in John, you know, yeah, we sin, okay? We don't want to. But the thing is, it's not a reason to give up.
Absolutely.
Repentance isn't a one time, you know, that's the world again. You know, just believe on Jesus tonight.
Right.
And that's it. No, it's a continuing. So yeah, what we're saying here, yeah, men, you know, we got to smarten up, but if it's a big road, you're under trial, you have to realize we need to endure. God gives that strength, and you need to be strong in Christ no matter how you feel. Because the feelings where you will get attacked on.
That's right. And if you read the word, you know, the Proverbs will tell you, you know, a wise man falls seven times and gets back up.
Gets back up. Yeah.
It goes on, deliver those who are being taken away to death and those who are staggering to slaughter. Oh, hold them back. If you say, see, we did not know it, does he, meaning God, not consider it who weighs the hearts? And does he, meaning God, not know it who keeps your soul? And will he not render to man according to his work? You know, God changes not. God changes not. My son, eat honey, for it's good. Yes, the honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is thus for your soul. Wisdom is sweet to your soul, is what that means. Just as honey is sweet to the taste. If you find it, then there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. You know, how many of our children are taught that? How many of us that wisdom is for our soul? And if we can find that, we have a future.
Yeah.
And I mean, doesn't that speak of how we are today? Because there's no wisdom. There's no knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh, we think we know because we can. You know, I got a Hubble Space Telescope and can take pictures of what God spoke and created.
Yeah.
That we're wise and have understanding.
Yeah.
You know, when we try to take God out of it, you know, we become the fool because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Goes on, do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not destroy his resting place. Here it is. For a righteous man falls seven times and rises again. But the wicked stumble in time of calamity. And times of calamity come. We read up in 10 about the day of distress. Boy, you know, the biggest blogs on the internet today are the survival blogs. You know the foods you need. We have freeze-dried foods. You too can survive. You know, saw one the other day. The three G's you need. You know, it's guns, guts, and get ready. And the pastor had it right. It's God
first,
guts, and guns, and that's what you need to have. And the first thing is God, because he can take care of all the rest of it, whether you have it or not. But it goes on and says, "Do not rejoice when your enemy falls." You know. That's a commandment from God. That's God saying, Richard, do not rejoice when your enemy falls. Because guess what? Your enemy's going to fall. But don't rejoice. You know, sometimes we want to do that, right? We sure rejoice when we're rooting for this team and the other team fumbles. Yeah! We rejoice.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to.
But for the Spirit of God, we would be the same as that enemy.
Absolutely. It says, do not let your heart be glad when he, meaning your enemy, stumbles. Or the Lord will see it and be displeased and turn his anger away from him. Now, that's not taught. You know, aren't we supposed to say, well, you know, see, yep, he spoke bad against me and he deserved that cancer. He deserved that wreck. He deserved that whatever it is. No, the Bible says, and so how do you know unless you read it?
Yeah.
You know, and you have to do that. Now, it goes on and says, do not fret because of evildoers or be envious of the wicked. For there will be no future for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. And so, you know, when your enemy falls, you know, what does the Bible talk about? You know, when we have an enemy, especially if they're close to the camp or something like that. The pastor preached and talked about this.
And that includes this whole New World Order and these elite putting together the economic system in Europe. Yeah, that's all going on.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're salivating, thinking, hey, we're going to... We're getting there.
And they're going down.
They're going down.
That's right.
Them right there.
Right.
No,
right. We're
no
not
fear.
To rejoice when they fall, but we are to praise God
yeah.
that he delivers us
yeah.
Because he does. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those who are given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly. And who knows the ruin that cometh from both of them. These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, people will curse him, nations will abhor him. But to those who rebuke the wicked will be delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. He kisses the lips who gives a right answer. And we'll go to the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, Richard.
Good morning. It's Guy, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. You're not out welding today?
Beg your pardon?
You're not out welding today?
Oh, no.
Good.
No, the people that I'm working for, they are doing their celebrating and all that, and with their families, and they're very kind people. I perceive them to be happy little bunny rabbits without a great deal of knowledge of the cruel nature of this world. Well, I did have the pleasure of explaining to someone, my boss, actually, who confides in me for some reason. Anyway, the bottom line was this. I said, look, you got something in your heart that says that it's thou shalt not, you know, you don't want to steal, you're not a murderer, a liar, or a pervert or anything. And he said, yeah. I said, well, look, that's a law. It's written in your heart. And he shook his head. And I told him, I said, that's part of a covenant. And you're German. And this whole ability to create wealth through labor, that's a part of the covenant. And
it is.
You know, I'm grateful that I get these opportunities because I don't dream up what to do or nothing. Meditate on God daily. This past week I have had when I suffer in silence. It's between me and God and the enemy who comes after me. And there's a word, it's called Janissary and Jansenism, Jansen. And these words are interesting if you ever look them up. I told Kyle about it, and when I look at the biography of my life, it just amazes me. But just the other day, you know, I was in the cab of my truck heading down a trail, and circumstances had evolved to the point where I was full of wrath. I mean, man, I was mad. I was upset. And there's not a human on the face of the earth worthy of the pain that I felt that day. Only God. And God knows the enemy's attacking me. My heart's desire, God knows my heart. And it's funny because it took me 8 miles and I unloaded a bunch. And the devil wants you to turn. That's what they've always gone after me, is to turn, turn, turn. And when I say that, there's a word, it's called predestined. There's an old Catholic guy that knew about it, and it's in a dictionary, an old dictionary, but I just want to rail and be full of wrath, but I'm not. And I'm glad that you guys have lived these lives that you live. They're relatively easy, they're protected, and you're filled with joy. And we all have our burdens to bear. I just thank God there's not many that have been come out of my mold, the path that I've been given, you know. And we all have a job, and some of us are warriors, and it's not necessarily physical. But keep up the good work, and our Christmas is every day, and that's all I got to say. Y'all do a good job, and thank you for your effort. And you do a good job, Richard. You annoy me sometimes because you talk so much. Merry Christmas, okay?
I think that was a compliment, Richard.
Okay, thanks, Guy. You too.
You're a good man.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, we all get to feeling that way at times, where we're boy, the battle gets tough. You know, you liken it to a hardened soldier that's out there that's just battling away and battling away, and it's a hard thing, you know. But again, we talked about at the beginning that, you know, we can rejoice to know that. And I forget it was Paul or Peter writing, I don't have it marked, but how that we know that the sufferings that we're going through, you know, that they're not ours alone.
Mm-hmm.
Brethren are out there suffering as well.
Exactly.
You know, when Pastor passed away, you know, a week before that, John, his son-in-law, John's dad passed away. And right about that same time, my mom passed away. And so, you know, John had to go and bury his dad and deal with all that. And I had to go and preach my mom's funeral and do that. And then right then when that's happening, Pastor passed away.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were all suffering at that time. But that scripture was sure, and I've spoken to the men since then, was sure a comfort because we understood, as I'm in Florida dealing with family and trying to get back here and they're here dealing with things, you know, we understood that, yeah, we were suffering, but there were others out there, our brethren, were suffering the same way.
Yeah.
And there's a strength in that.
There is.
You know, and so, you know, when, like Guy said, when the enemy comes against you, the physical and the spiritual, whether it's pain or whatever it is, understand that you're not alone, that you're not the only one with that, and you're certainly not alone because God never forsakes you. He never leaves you, and rejoice in that. It really is. It's a thing to rejoice in and to know that, you know, God's still there with you. His truth, His word is still there, and that's where that reading of the word is a comfort. Well, Brent, we're out of time.
Wow.
Wow, the hour sure flew by. We thank all of you for joining us. We hope you'll join us at church tomorrow at scriptures4america.org. Scriptures4america.org, right there on the home page. You can click there for the church service starting at 10 a.m. Mountain Time tomorrow morning. And I think you're going to enjoy the service that we have tomorrow. We have some special video footage, too, we're going to show for the first time. So tune in there, and we know you'll like it. We thank you all for joining us. We'll go out with one of the pastor's favorite songs. See you at church tomorrow.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone. And the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel. Gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Rolling.
This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever. Go in, the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. soon we'll be tanning Thursday hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.